Welcome back to a Friday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. Very pleased right now to be joined by a special guest, former Cedar Falls UNI Panthers standout, current Milwaukee Bucks guard, A.J. Green joins the show after a highly successful rookie season between the G League with the Wisconsin Herd and the aforementioned Bucks. A.J., thanks so much for being here. How are you?
Yeah, appreciate you having me. I'm doing good.
Glad to hear it. Like I mentioned, a successful rookie season. You break the Bucks' rookie three-point percentage record. You were 44 of 105 from behind the arc. So, I mean, what's it mean to you to look back on the body of work from this season? And just, like, what are your biggest takeaways from being a rookie?
I'd say just, you know, trying to make the most of the opportunities that I was given and just be ready for the moment. You know, you never really know in my position when that's going to be. So it's just trying to prepare the right way, regardless of if I'm playing, if I'm dressing that game or not, just being ready. And I'd like to think then, you know, the kind of result and the actions just, you know, speak for the preparation and confidence that I have to go out there and just play. But it was a great, you know, first year, and I couldn't have asked for much more. You know, looking back a year ago today, the position I was in, if you would have told me this is what my first year would have looked like, it would have been outstanding.
What's it been like, you know, hearing you talk about the preparation, not knowing in your situation, you know, am I going to be with the Herd or the Bucks? Will I be dressing? Will I be playing? That on top of just making a career out of basketball, making that transition from a student athlete to a professional athlete, what's that been like? Can you describe what it's been like to have your career be basketball and only basketball now?
It's been, I mean, it's something that I guess I've always wanted, but I've, so kind of just, it's kind of the same thing, I guess, except you just don't have, like, the school side of it, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I've still been trying to, because you have a lot of free time, and so trying to, like, learn still and, like, pick up different hobbies to fill the time. Otherwise, it's kind of just hoops all the time, and you kind of want a little bit of balance. So just trying to get used to that and adjust. But I love it. You know, I'm very blessed to be able to call basketball my career and my job and have these opportunities. So I'm really just trying to enjoy it and make the most of it and just, you know, be the best that I can be.
You pick up any new hobbies? I know this time of the year you're probably fishing a lot, but, I mean, are you out on the lake in Wisconsin? You got an ice hut or something? Are you ice fishing during the season? Like, what are you doing?
No, I didn't get into any ice fishing this year. Too busy. I would have liked to, but didn't work with the schedule. But I picked up playing piano. So I got a keyboard, and I've been learning how to play piano. And it's been very fun, very challenging, and something I'd never done as a kid, but I was always interested in. So It's been fun kind of learning that and, you know, filling my time with doing that.
Of all the things to pick up, I mean, is there a particular reason that you gravitated toward the piano?
Oh, I think it's just very cool to be able to make a variety of different, you know, types of music and things just with a few notes on the keyboard or piano. And it's also cool, like, the from, like, the learning side of it, like, some of the dexterity and, like, forcing the brain to work and, like, kind of create new, like, pathways and opportunities to learn. I thought it'd be cool from that side too, so I guess that played into it.
A.J. Green, our guest right now on a Friday edition of Cole & Company, the Milwaukee Bucks guard, is here to look back on his rookie season, and we'll also talk about what the future looks like here in just a little bit. A.J., to get back to the basketball side of things, I think I had read at one point somebody had written a story about you during the season. And, you know, you had said some of what you've already described here in terms of, you know, just putting in the work and being ready whenever your number is called. But at one point you had mentioned, you know, adjusting to a new role. And, you know, you're playing off guard, whereas in college you had your you were the primary ball handler most of the time. So what's that been like? Because it seems to me, just watching from a distance, that as the year went along, you got more and more comfortable playing that off guard shooting role. What went into that and finding that comfort level?
I think it really just took some reps, some experience of playing games, and then just, you know, getting used to it. In some ways, it was more difficult just being able to find a rhythm and keep a rhythm when you might not have the ball as much and you don't have the feel. So it's being able to knock down shots, whether it's coming in the third quarter, like, and you haven't played the whole game or something like that, mm-hmm. Which was different and took some time to get used to. But otherwise, it's a lot easier because I don't have to create everything. I'm kind of the result of the advantages and the opportunities that have already been created by other guys.
Yeah.
And I just got to knock down shots and be ready to let it fly. I've enjoyed that part of it. It's kind of easier, just have space and let it rip. But it's new, and I'm just trying to – I know that's how I can bring value to the team right now and try to help the team win, so I'm completely bought in on what they need me to do and just trying to fill that role.
Was it clear when the season was over, AJ, I know that I need to work on this and this, or did you meet with your coaches and maybe they had something different in mind? And I know there's been turnover with the coaching staff, but and we could talk about that in a little bit. But, when you look back on your season, did you attack the off season, albeit obviously the finals are going on right now, but did you head into the off season having a good grasp of, I know I got to be better at this and better at that?
Yeah, I think just continuing to become an even better shooter, like diverse and better shooter off basically any type of action or shot you can imagine, mm-hmm. Being able to knock it down, and then just defensively continuing, whether it's maneuvering screens or just being able to move and sit down and force low percentage shots. It's something I'm continuing to work on and learn throughout the summer, and I'm very excited about it because I know I can improve on that and become good in those areas. So, this is a big summer and just trying to make the most of it right now.
What's the biggest difference between playing in the NBA and playing college basketball for you?
Outside of the role that I have, I'd say it's just a completely different game in terms of spacing, kind of actions and how they gain advantages. So I think just kind of adjusting to that took a little bit of time, but by the end of the year I felt pretty confident with all of it.
As I mentioned before, it's the off season for everybody but the Nuggets and Heat right now, and AJ, you had a foot injury at the end of the season. Can you tell us what was the diagnosis there, and where are you at in terms of rehabilitation, return to full health?
Just kind of a little tweak that just took some time to heal up a little bit, and just got to rest and continue to slowly kind of rehab back and work back into getting full go. But been doing that right now, and I feel in a good spot about all of it, and where the Bucks and the trainers and the PT will get me and take care of me. So that's been the main focus lately, just getting back healthy and then working on my game after that.
Glad to hear it. AJ Green, Milwaukee Bucks guard, our guest right now on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. AJ, the finals have come up a couple times. You watching the finals? I've been saying on the show that I'm probably more into this NBA Finals matchup than any in recent memory. Really enjoy watching Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets. And also, I've always been a fan of Jimmy Butler. So are you into this NBA Finals, or are you kind of the type of competitor where you're like, man, I'd rather not have my eyes on the screen? What's it been like for you?
No, I've been tuned in. I've been trying to catch all the games. that I can and watch them because it's great basketball. I think both teams do a great job of really just making basketball as easy as it should be, I guess. You know, they play very well together as a team, and I think that's why they're, you know, both in the finals. Is they obviously have great players, but they do a good job of kind of player like value extraction from all players.
Yeah.
As you've seen with the old guys that have stepped up and had huge games, and obviously the Nuggets are a very good team with Jokic and Murray, and it's kind of a two-headed snake over there. But it's just fun basketball to watch.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We also touched on just briefly earlier the coaching changes, and I have to imagine that knowing all the nice things I had read and heard you say about Coach Budenholzer, and understandably so, that that had to be a sobering reminder about the business side of playing in the NBA, of being a professional athlete. Have you, I think perhaps most importantly, your new coach, Adrian Griffin, who's just played in the league, been around the league on staffs for a long time. Have you had a chance to catch up with Coach Griffin yet?
Yeah, I have. He's been, you know, in Milwaukee the past couple of weeks, so I've been able to catch him and get to know him. He's a great person, very personable, great dude, and I feel there isn't anybody better, you know, for the situation that our team has with the players we have, you know, who we need as a coach to lead that and get the most out of everybody. So I think myself and the rest of the team and the organization is very confident in what, you know, Coach Griffin will do and lead us to in the next years.
AJ, was there kind of an obvious sentiment from the team after the early exit in the playoffs as to why it played out the way it did? I'm just curious to know from a player's perspective, from, you know, what a team that went into the playoffs as one of the favorites to perhaps or potentially win the NBA championship. What was the takeaway from the team with the shortcoming in the playoffs?
You know, I think everybody was a little bit shocked. Nobody really obviously expected us to go out that way. But it's a great thing to learn from. And, you know, all you can do is make it part of the journey and the process so that, you know, when you do get to the destination and hopefully this time next year we're playing in the finals and winning it, then it just makes it all the more better and makes it a better part of the story. So it was definitely, you know, tough, but I guess all you can do is learn and grow from it and, you know, look ahead.
Just a couple more minutes here. AJ Green, our guest right now, Milwaukee Bucks guard, obviously former Cedar Falls and UNI Panthers standout, kind enough to join us today on the show. AJ, what, if anything, can you tell us about the timeline with your contract this offseason? You were on that two-way deal this past season and, of course, split time between the Herd and the G League and the Bucks and the NBA, and it sure seems like, from what I understand, you basically maxed out on both ends of that spectrum of that two-way. I think you and the Bucks have to be really happy with how that played out, but what's the next contract potentially look like? Like, what can you tell us about the situation, whether it's another two-way, a regular contract? I suppose there's a chance you could end up in free agency. What can you tell us?
I'm really kind of just letting my agent handle all of that type of stuff. Like I mentioned, I'm just, you know, focused on getting healthy and then how I can get better and trusting that the rest will play out as it should. You know, obviously, I felt solid about the past year, and I like to think I showed that I can play in the NBA, and that's where I belong. But, we'll see what this summer brings. You know, the plan is hopefully play a summer league with the Bucks this year, and then I guess just go from there and see what God's got in store and where he wants me and the plan he has for me. But just going to trust that and, you know, let my work and habits take me, you know, where they may, I guess.
I know we might be biased, AJ, but I think speaking on behalf of all your fans and followers, you most definitely proved that you can play in the NBA this season. And before I let you go, I mean, what are you up to this summer? Back in Cedar Falls at all? Able to do some fishing like we mentioned earlier? What do you got planned? Any trips or anything?
I've been, you know, in the past couple of weeks, I've been up in Milwaukee, you know, working out and like during the weeks, but I'm able to, you know, come back to CF on the weekend. So I was back up here, went and watched the boys, Panthers team work out today and lifted with them. So just kind of back and around, you know, enjoying the time home while I have it. Because, like I mentioned, summer league, and then I'm getting married in August, so I do a lot of wedding planning, and
yeah,
just getting ready for that. So it's going to be a great summer. I'm very excited about it, and just trying to make the most of it one day at a time.
Congratulations on the engagement. I do remember seeing that now on social media.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
And, hey, before I let you go, you mentioned you'd got to be at practice with the guys, and what do you think about this team? I mean, that's they got a deep roster, and AJ, from everything I understand, they'll be in the top three of the preseason poll in the Missouri Valley Conference. I mean, what's your first impression of this group of UNI Panthers?
Yeah, they're going to be good. You know, they got the experience now with all the guys that had to step up last year and, you know, step into roles and get minutes, and now they got, you know, Nate's healthy. They got a transfer in Jacob Hudson from Loyola, big guy who's going to be great for us. And, you know, the three freshmen they got, they have the opportunities, and I mean, we'll see how they develop this summer and come along. But, you know, they got all the pieces, and I think Bowen and Nate will do a great job leading those guys. And obviously, you know, Coach Shake is going to take care of everything he needs to and get them where they need to be come March and throughout the season. But I think it'll be a big year. I'm very excited to watch him.
Yeah, I think there's big things in store as well. AJ, thanks for joining the show and being so kind with your time. Best of luck, best of health with everything you got going on this summer, and, of course, that all the wedding planning as well. That you might need more luck with the wedding planning than anything else, I think.
Yeah, no, we've been enjoying it, but I appreciate it, Cole. Thank you again for having me. And, yeah, let me know if you ever need anything in the future.
Will do. Pleasure's all mine, AJ. Take care.
Yep, we'll see.
AJ Green, kind enough to join us on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. That was a lot of fun catching up with AJ. Busy guy this summer, right? Getting ready for the summer league. Meanwhile, he's wedding planning, coming back to Cedar Falls on the weekend, still making his way in to see the UNI Panthers, who he thinks got big things in store. Got a new coach up there in Milwaukee. I think that's going to be perhaps one of the most interesting things to keep an eye on as it relates to what next season could look like for AJ, because it seemed pretty obvious that their former coach, Budenholzer, really liked AJ. But I would imagine, obviously, you know, the front office is still there. That part of the organization did not turn over. So there's still people in the organization at the very top that were the ones who brought AJ in the first place. So he's certainly got that going for him. He's obviously got a great body of work from his rookie season going for him. That's just, it's really something. He goes and he breaks that Bucks rookie three-point percentage record. He also, you know, qualified by shooting over 100 threes. So he led all rookies in the NBA in three-point percentage as well this past season. So if you can shoot it, you're going to have a job in the NBA. And now I think the thing to keep an eye on perhaps next is what type of contract does AJ get? Is it another two-way? Does he get a regular contract, you know, where he'd be a full-time member of the NBA roster? That's something to watch closely as these summer months go by. But, man, can't say thanks enough to AJ for his time today. Let's take this time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast will join us. We'll talk about what's trending in the sports world as we continue on a Friday edition of the show right here on The Fan.